Keokuk has talked for several weeks about filing a lawsuit regarding the future of Lee County's Emergency Dispatch Center, also known as LECOM. That talk has now become action. Keokuk is suing LECOM, the county's Emergency Management Commission, LECOM Executive Director Diana Fincher-Smith, and County Auditor Denise Frazee. The contract that created LECOM expires at the end of the month. The lawsuit says Keokuk cannot sign an extension because it's concerned about the duration, rules for termination and voting, and the creation of a new subcommittee. Keokuk is also questioning whether the extension is legal because the state says agreements between multiple governments must clearly define how long the agreement will last and how members can terminate their involvement. Keokuk says the LECOM extension does neither. On top of all that, Keokuk says there's also a problem with how the dispatch center will be funded. A countywide property tax levy was enacted to pay for LECOM beginning July 1st. It's expected to generate about $900,000 the first year. The city says the levy is not valid because it was adopted before the multi-year extension had been signed by all 10 LECOM members. Keokuk wants the court to prevent the collection of the property taxes and to guarantee the city will receive emergency dispatch services until one of two things happen. Either an agreement is reached on an extension that all parties support, or that Keokuk can reopen its own emergency dispatch center. The city requested a hearing on the matter, but it also filed an injunction asking the court to take immediate action on its requests. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.